It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But kick, you'll look sweet kick, upon kick, the kick, seat kick, of a bicycle made for two. Oh.
See?
Hey, that was all right, wasn't it?
But it's really very straightforward, Robert.
So why did we get it so hopelessly wrong yesterday?
Because you would insist on starting with your right foot.
No, I didn't.
Lead with the left and all will be well.
It's so much easier when you can see your feet.
That's why I brought the costume out. If we can do it three times perfectly in costume, we'll have cracked it.
Three times?
You don't want us tripping up in front of a live audience, do you? Here, get your legs on.
Yep, these are yours.
Oh, sorry.
Mind you, Daisy falling on her backside will probably be a welcome distraction if the beanstalk gets stuck again.
It won't.
It was a total failure yesterday.
Oh, don't remind me.
Though, I have to say, Mike's improvisation was inspired. I talked to you, Jack, those beans were duff. This is the end, I fear.
I just hope he's not going to make a habit of inventing dialogue.
So let's all go down the bull and have a pint of beer.
Alistair's assured me it was a hiccup. The first night will go well, the beanstalk will grow.
With lights.
And the lights will work.
And when it's chopped down?
It will not fall onto the heads of the audience.
Right, he can guarantee that, can he?
Well, he had just got back from Scotland yesterday. He was very tense.
Yeah, sounds like Christmas with his dad wasn't a barrel of laughs.
But he's been working on that beanstalk all afternoon. He's quite confident he's ironed out the gremlins. Now, come on, under you get.
Okay.
Right. Now, ready?
Hold on, my head's a bit wonky. I can't see a thing.
Well, you don't need to be able to see.
Okay. Gonna do. Ready?
Of course I'm ready. Get on with it.
All right. Two, three. Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm all crazy.
Supper will be ready in 10 minutes.
I ain't hungry.
Joe, you got to eat summer. You can't do the panto on an empty stomach.
Oh, I ain't got much to do.
Is it summer that Alf said?
What?
Made you so miserable.
Oh, no, no.
And you've been down ever since you got back from seeing him.
Oh, he didn't have much to see for himself at all.
Didn't he?
Don't know what I expected, but... Well, I had to try. Like Mildred said to me Christmas Day.
What'd she say?
You gotta make your peace when you knows the end is nigh.
Oh, your end ain't nigh, Joe. You'll be around a good few years yet.
He's just too set in his ways.
What, Alf? Well, I mean, what is he now? He's 64?
We had nothing to say to each other. Nothing at all. I gave up in the end, said I had to catch me bus. If only he'd met somebody like you.
I...
You kept Eddie on the straight and narrow.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't have wished for a better daughter-in-law.
Oh, Jack.
And maybe if Alf had settled down, I'd... I just wish him and Eddie could be more like brothers.
Yeah, well...
But they was always chalk and cheese.
Look, you did your best, Joe, going to see him. You can't help what he's like. I'm just determined William and Edward don't go down that road.
I know what you mean. He's still suffering, is William.
Oh, but he were more cheerful over Christmas.
Still carrying a torch for him, huh?
No, actually, I don't think so. No, he weren't that bothered when she didn't turn up Christmas Day. It were me who wanted the family to be all together.
I said he should give that Nick a call.
Nick, why?
She's a lovely girl.
He don't want to go rushing into nothing, though, do he? Be wise to take his time.
Oh, he says Nick and Emma are just friends now, and he says he don't care what Emma does no more.
Well, there you go.
But he's just putting on a brave face, Clary.
What makes you think that?
He's still hurting inside. I can tell.
And then, 4 o'clock in the morning, Tom pokes me in the ribs and goes, wake up, there's a burglar, I can hear someone downstairs.
Oh, and it was Mike.
Yeah. He's used to getting up early for the milk round, you see.
Oh, gosh. So how long is he staying with you?
Just the week.
Was that all?
He's going back to Willow Farm next weekend, so he says. because the workmen will be starting again.
Also, why is Tom making such a fuss?
Search me, Fallon. Can you do my bodice up for me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You all decent?
Yes, come in, Mike.
No, I just wanted to run over that bit, you know, where... What?
Love the ringlets.
Oh, yeah. Now Lorna redid the wig.
It's hilarious.
No, she said I looked like an evil governess before.
You did look a bit creepy.
Now you look like little Bo Peep's deranged older sister.
Oh, tar very much.
No, it's much better, really.
Lorna's good, isn't she?
Yeah, I must get her to do my plaits. I can't get him to stay up.
Oh, there you go, Bren, all done.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, look, I just wanted to go over that scene where you come back with the beans.
Oh, that was my fault.
Yeah, when I chased you with a broom.
Yeah, I missed out a whole chunk of dialogue.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, so you didn't have time to fetch the
broom. Oh, right, you're here as well. Good. Now, just a couple of notes. The scene where Jack comes back with the beans.
Oh, yeah, we know.
We were much too late picking up the broomstick.
Yeah, it was my fault.
You've either got to make your move earlier.
No, I missed
or have
about
the broomstick
four lines.
With you from the top of the scene.
We've sorted it, Linda, all right?
I'm only saying.
We know what happened and it won't happen again.
Fine.
I mean, I just hope you can say the same about the blooming cow dance, because that was a complete fiasco.
Well, and the flying harp crash landed on the giant's chair, and the beanstalk didn't grow.
The giant's voice didn't happen.
Yeah. And the tripe and onions routine was complete rubbish.
Yeah, so all in all, yesterday was a complete disaster.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be a good omen, isn't it? You know what they say, a bad dress rehearsal means a good first night.
Full house, is it?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, Lord. Oh. Bert and Frieda Fry and family right there in the front row.
Ah, yeah, there she is.
Oh.
My daughter, Coriander, she and Justin, that's her boyfriend, they've been staying with us.
Ah, I tried to persuade my son Alf to come. Thought it'd take him out of himself, but...
Yeah. What you doing?
Oh, just checking who's out front.
But you ain't got your costume, are
you? Oh, it's ages, yeah.
Oh, we're about to start.
Oh, them little girls got to do their dance first.
Oh, look, here we go.
Robert, come along quickly. This is only 2 minutes.
Oh,
now, boo-hoo. Come on, Mother.
Boo-hoo.
Dry your eyes and smooth that troubled brow.
Oh.
Oh, Daisy isn't worth your tears. She was a stupid cow.
A stupid cow? My Daisy? No, that's a horrid lie. She was a sweet, good-natured beast. The apple of my eye.
She never gave you any milk without a huge to-do.
Oh.
She'd dance about and do the splits and kick you black and blue. Now we can have the milkman come and milk in bottles bring.
Oh, that's a good idea, my Jack. I'll give Grange Farm a ring.
What's that? What's that noise?
Applause. They just did the Grange Farm joke.
Do you need a hand?
Yeah, we're stuck. Linda's got a hair caught on something.
Inside the cow?
Of course inside the cow.
I hear them Guernsey cows produce the finest milk round here.
And Mike Tucker's the best milkman in the whole of Borsetshire.
What was that?
Improvisation, I think.
Perhaps I get underneath.
There's hardly room for the two of us in here, let alone a third person.
Well, shall I find some scissors?
That's a good idea.
No,
he'll need
no.
money for the milkman. He charges.
We can't possibly cut the costume.
It's either the costume or your hair, Linda.
How much money have we got?
Unless you intend for us to live in here for the next 3 days.
I'll find some scissors.
I took her to a merchant from a merchant bank, no less.
So, £50? £100? Come on, don't make me guess.
He didn't pay me money.
What?
Now, don't be angry, please.
Oh, you took her to the swap club and exchanged her for some teas.
Not teas, but beans. 5 magic beans. Look, beans with magic powers. With these, the merchant banker said, huge fortune would be ours.
Magic beans! Have you gone daft? Or are you trying to cheat me?
No, Mother! Not the broomstick! No, please, no! Please, don't beat me!
Come here, my lad!
Keep still, Robert.
I was just trying to make some room.
It's not going to work.
Then I'll just have to cut a hole in the top.
No. Give the scissors to me.
All right.
No.
Reach your hands out.
Beans. How could you be so
there.
Stupid? Heaven knows.
Them.
I'll throw them out the window. That's the last
now,
we'll
if I
see
could just
burn.
Get my hand. Oh,
watch what you're doing.
Sorry.
They were our only hope, those beans. What's left but to despair?
I'll reach out with the scissors and cut off my tangled hair. Oh, that's
got it. Ooh. Free at last. Oh. Why are they clapping?
It's the beanstalk growing.
Oh. Has it worked? Yes. Yes, it's perfect. Hurry, Jack, hurry!
Oh, come on, my son! Down that beanstalk!
Quickly, quickly!
Made it!
Hooray!
Safe home at last!
Oh, Jack, my hero!
Oh, I'm glad that's done. I'm quite worn out, and my poor legs are aching.
What you need's a nice hot bath.
Oh, Jack, why is that beanstalk shaking?
And what's that dreadful noise?
The giant! What else could it be? He's coming down the beanstalk and he'll have you for his tea.
Oh, Jack, I'm frightened.
So am I.
Whatever will you do?
How can I stop him?
Don't ask me.
Tell me, Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are such a useless cow.
Why don't you phone a friend?
Or you could ask the audience. That's what I'd recommend.
Chop it down.
What was that?
Chop it down.
What happened to Linda Snell's hair?
She had to cut it off.
Chop it down!
She's all bald on one side.
She got stuck inside the can.
She what?
You heard.
I can't hear you.
Chop it
bigger down!
Chop
it down?
Oh, it's all down to this, Clary, love.
I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, no, I can't.
It all hangs on how that beanstalk falls.
I can hardly bear to watch.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
I really, really, really can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
You heard what the people said, Jack. Here's the axe. Now, get on with it.
Oh, all right, then.
What happened, Robert? Did it work?
A triumph, Lindy. A real coup de théâtre. Ambridge has never seen the like.
How was Jack and the beanstalk?
I don't know.
What?
I was so knackered after afternoon milking, I fell asleep.
You mean you missed Brenda's big night?
Now, if her and Mike's reaction is anything to go by, it was the greatest first night in the history of theatre.
Aye, and I said it went pretty well.
They sat up half the night picking over every scene and shrieking with laughter.
Could you give us a hand with this arc?
Going, oh, you should have seen it, Tom. It was the funniest thing. Can't you get Hannah to do it?
I could, but since you're standing there with your hands in your pockets.
Oh, yeah, all right. Where do you want it?
Hey, there's mud.
Over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
I slipped off to bed about 12:30, but they carried on.
Should have done this a couple of days ago.
I don't know what time Bren came up.
Thought he stopped something rotten.
I was hoping for a bit of a lion this morning.
The mud's practically on the top of my boots.
But Mike had to get up for the milk round and he whistles.
Okay. Just a wee bit to your left.
All the time.
Right, that should do.
Oh. Brenda says it doesn't bother her. I suppose she's grown up with it. Doesn't it drive you up the wall, though?
Where?
Mike's whistling.
Can't you say I've noticed?
How can you not notice?
And if he does whistle well, it's because he's a cheerful soul. Unlike some people I could mention.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Hannah.
Come to check up on us?
Nah, he came with a moan about his father-in-law.
He's not my father-in-law.
Yet.
I came over to remind you about the weighing.
You've reminded me 15 times already.
Well, it's costing me money.
So you keep saying.
What's the problem?
The last batch, we had 3 pigs overweight. It means we spend too much on feed, and then I get it in the neck from Brian.
Okay, I get the message. Get a rest, please.
So, did you enjoy the pantomime?
You slept through it.
What?
Yeah, I missed it. I'll come tonight instead, though. I hear it went well.
It was fantastic. I'd only seen little bits of the rehearsals and it looked, well, a bit shambolic to be honest, but it really came together last night. And the special effects, you would not believe. The beanstalk growing and then when it was chopped down.
Yeah, I
heard. It was just brilliant. I've been trying to talk Jazza into coming along.
I don't dig culture.
Since when was a village panto culture?
Whatever. It's a waste of good drinking time.
It's over by 9:30. There's plenty of time to get to the pub.
Save your breath, darling. It's not for me. Are you going to come and help me weigh these pigs?
Do come through, Mr. Ryder.
Well, I really mustn't stay too long.
Oh, well, I've just this minute made a pot of coffee.
Oh, and do call me Graham.
Graham. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
No idea you were in the audience last night.
Well, it was quite a crowd.
Full house.
And they certainly got their money's worth.
Oh, you think so?
I was genuinely impressed by the professionalism of the cast.
Well, you wouldn't have said that if you'd seen the dress rehearsal. Not a single scene without someone fluffing their lines or mistiming a bit of business.
Really?
Mind you, we had to recast several times with people dropping out or going down with flu. Robert and I only took over the cow last week.
Good heavens.
Yes, it's been a nightmare from beginning to end.
Well, it's a tribute to your exceptional skills as a producer that it went so spectacularly right on the night.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it had pace, it had panache, it had true theatricality.
You're very kind. Do help yourself to cream.
Oh, thank you. Now, you will appreciate that this is a somewhat difficult visit for me, but I do think it's essential in the circumstances.
Oh?
I'm afraid the show can't go on tonight, as is.
What?
Not without a radical rethink of that beanstalk.
The beanstalk?
Well, it's a great shame, but I'm afraid that in your effort to achieve eye-catching effects, you've seriously overstepped the mark.
What do you mean?
When that beanstalk tumbled into the auditorium, there was considerable alarm.
That's the point.
Many of the audience, including, I may say, my elderly mother, were quite convinced it was going to fall on top of them.
But that's what makes it so thrilling, Graham. The creation of that momentary frisson of fear.
I understand that.
Before realisation dawns that there is, of course, absolutely no danger whatever.
No danger whatever?
Well, no, of course not. Good heavens, you surely don't believe we'd be so foolish as to willfully jeopardise the safety of our public?
I have made inquiries, Linda, and I understand that last night was the first and only time that the beanstalk actually fell straight into the aisle.
Oh, no, that's not true.
At all previous rehearsals, it had fallen to the left or the right.
Yes, but on Sunday afternoon...
Or on one occasion, come completely adrift from its moorings and ended up swinging from the rafters.
Well, it was a process of trial and error, I admit.
So it could easily have dealt a serious blow to someone sitting in the auditorium.
A serious blow? It's made of plastic hoops and flimsy fabric.
Ah, that's another thing. If it fell to the left or right, it might well impede access to the fire exits.
No, it wouldn't. It collapses into nothing.
A person having to flee the building might easily slip on that shiny fabric.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not making this up, Linda. It's part of my job to have an intimate acquaintance with the law as it pertains to health and safety. And that leads me, I'm afraid, to the inevitable conclusion that your beanstalk blatantly contravenes the regulations and will have to go.
Go? What do you mean, go?
Or you'll have to find a less hazardous means of bringing the thing down.
But we've spent weeks
otherwise
trying to...
I shall feel obliged to report you to the appropriate authorities.
But it's the highlight of the show.
I know.
Everyone says so.
It's a great shame. But honestly, Linda, how would you feel if someone sustained a serious injury?
But that's
now,
not
unfortunately, to... I have a meeting this evening, but I shall certainly come tomorrow night to ascertain that effective measures have been taken.
Go on. Down you go.
Come on, you daft creature. Don't just stand there.
Go on. Move yourself. Oh, at last.
Let's see. 67.2.
Is that all? I thought he was well up to 70.
Nah. He lives to eat another day.
So difficult to tell, isn't it?
That's why some of them slip through. I had one at 75 the other day.
That's what Tom was going on about.
Aye. And he's right, eh? Putting on too much fat's a waste of feed.
Yeah, of course. It's easy to put on weight you don't need.
And feed being the price it is.
Anyway, last one. Come on, Piggy. Come and get yourself weighed. Come on. Oh, damn it.
Use the board.
What do you think I'm doing? Come on. Nice pig. That's it. Well done.
Spot on. Just a smidge of the 70 kilo mark. That's the lot, is it?
From this pen, yeah.
Okay, you can start shifting the hurdles.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Well, the way you weigh the pigs.
What about it?
It's not the most efficient system in the world, is it?
You what?
I mean, carting the way around from pen to pen and putting up the hurdles each time.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it takes a lot of time.
And you've got a better idea?
Well, yeah, actually.
Excuse me.
Well, it's not my idea, to be honest, but I saw this system.
You've only been here 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but...
And you've already decided we're doing things wrong.
No, no, not wrong. Not at all. I think you do a brilliant job. It's just, it would be more logical. Oh, never mind.
What would be more logical?
It's just something I saw on the internet.
What? You looked up pig weighing on the internet?
Well, not pig weighing as such.
That's how you spend your evenings, is it?
Just doing a bit of research.
You really need to get up, Matt.
Into, you know, pigs in general. And I sort of stumbled across it.
I know how it can be. My brother Stu was trying to buy some leather trousers and you would not believe the website.
Jazza!
What?
Don't you ever stop talking.
Sorry.
Anyway, the idea is you have a central area. That's where you set up the weigher.
Okay.
Put the right gates in and you can let each group in turn into the weighing area.
Right, and because it's there all the time...
Instead of being carted around the place...
You should be with the pigs more often.
And that way, you have a better chance of catching them before they get too heavy.
Well, you're just a pretty face, are you, Hannah?
You think it's a good idea?
Well, anything that makes life easier for me.
So, shall we suggest it to Tom?
Well, I could do, I suppose. I mean, he's got a lot on his mind, I know. Maybe not the best time to go bothering him, eh?
Well, if you think so.
Why don't we just get on and do it?
Evening.
Osha, hi. You on your own?
No, I'm with Mabel, Amy's grandmother. She's just in the loo. And I'm hoping Alan will get here in time for curtain up. He had a meeting this afternoon which overran.
Well, I hear it's very good.
Yeah, I saw Ruth this morning. She gave it a rave review. Best village panto ever, she said.
I was supposed to come last night, but I fell asleep.
But isn't Brenda...
Yep, Brenda's playing the heroine.
So your name is Mud?
And her dad's the Dame.
Of course.
And he's staying with us at the moment because of, well, you know, the building work at Willow Farm.
I thought he was staying with Neil and Susan.
Yeah, he was before Christmas, but this week he's with us. At least I hope it's just this week. I mean, we get along fine. He's a nice bloke, Mike, but sharing the house with him...
You feel the place is not your own?
Yeah, exactly.
I was hoping it would just be Alan and me this week, but Amy's coming home for New Year, so... Mabel's decided to stay on for a few more days.
I hope to goodness Mike doesn't decide to stay on any longer.
Well, I shouldn't complain. She's a fantastic cook and won't let me lift a finger in the kitchen.
It's just that feeling, though, isn't it?
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hello.
You managed to stay awake tonight, then?
So far.
Can I interest you in a programme?
I don't think I need reminding who's in the cast.
Oh, go on. It's only 30p.
I'll have one.
Oh, good.
30p, did you say?
Yeah.
Usha, have you met Hannah?
I don't think so.
My new assistant on the pigs.
Oh, really?
This is Usha Franks.
Nice to meet you.
How long have you been working for Tom?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks? And you've already been roped into the village panto?
I'm only helping with the front of house. It's not terribly demanding. Kathy does all the difficult bits, like adding up the money.
Ah, Usha.
The very person.
Evening, Linda.
We have a bit of a problem.
I like the hair.
Oh, yes. I had a slight mishap last night.
Oh, yeah, Brenda said. You had to pack a lump off.
Which necessitated an emergency dash to the hairdressers this morning to make good the damage.
Well, it suits you short like that.
Oh, thank you. Tell me, Usha, do you have any familiarity with health and safety legislation?
In what respect?
Our beanstalk.
What?
When our beanstalk is cut down, it falls into the auditorium, straight down the centre aisle.
Oh, that is such a brilliant effect.
Oh, yes, everybody's talking about it.
Including Graham Ryder.
Graham Ryder?
Who's Graham Ryder?
Local land agent and pain in the backside.
He's got it into his head that our beanstalk contravenes health and safety.
How?
Well, he claims it could fall on the audience.
Could it?
Alistair says no, and he designed the mechanism.
And even if it did, it's not going to hurt anyone.
And he absolutely refuses to change anything.
Well, I can't really comment without having seen what happens.
Well, you'll see it tonight.
But if Graham's here...
No, he's not coming this evening.
So what's he worrying about?
Tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. And he might very well stop the show.
I thought it would be nice to take them out.
Hmm?
It's their anniversary, Mum and Jack.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry, I was...
You just tea at Grey Gables or something like that. But Mum said she couldn't face it.
Yeah, she enjoyed Christmas Day, all right.
Yeah, but she found it terribly tiring. Said she was good for nothing the next day.
So she's decided they'll stay home on Thursday.
And I suppose Jack will remember it's his wedding anniversary.
Probably not. Anyway, I said we'd drop by in the morning.
We?
Just for an hour or so.
Lillian, I've got work to do.
Well, it's New Year's Day, for heaven's sake. Nobody works on... Are you going to get that?
It's not going to be for me, is it? It's probably your sister or your mother.
All right.
It's usually one or the other.
Hello? Chalky.
Oh,
how
no,
are you?
Not again.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I don't believe this.
Oh, I'm fine, yeah. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. The Lower Loxley Ball. You haven't forgotten, surely. Anyway, look, I expect you want to speak to Matt.
No, I'm not here.
What?
Tell him I'll call him back. I'm busy.
All right. Chalky, he says he's a bit busy just now. Can he call you back? Right, yes, okay, yep, yeah, I'll tell him. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye. What on earth's the matter with him?
What did he say?
That he's fed up with you not getting back to him, and if you don't call him this evening, he's coming round first thing tomorrow.
I'm getting so sick of this.
What?
Chalky.
What is the problem?
Well, nothing, still in a teacup.
So why is he getting so worked up?
The man's an idiot. Don't worry about it. I'll sort him out later.
Yes. And what on earth happened to the giant's hands?
Yeah, sorry about that.
It was only the left hand.
They weigh a ton, them hands.
Mine was spot on.
I just lost my balance a bit.
You nearly clocked Jack on the back of the head.
Yeah, I'll get it right tonight.
Right. And the scene changed from the giant's castle. One of the chairs got stuck.
There was some debris on the stage after the tripe and onions routine.
What sort of debris?
A wooden spoon. And the chair caught on it.
Ah, well, I must have a word with David and Kenton about that.
I already did.
Robert and I can't see a thing inside that cow, and if props are left lying about, it's very dangerous.
Oh, I have to say, Linda, that cow dance is hilarious.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Me and Clary, we just didn't have that level of coordination, but...
No.
You and Robert...
Well, of course, it took a great deal of concentrated rehearsal, Linda. And I've got that wretched song playing in my head the entire time.
Linda, yes? There's someone here to see you.
Oh, yes.
Good evening.
Mr. Ryder.
Graham, please.
You're very early. The show doesn't start for another hour.
I know. I came on Sunday, remember?
And you liked it so much, you're back for a second helping.
Well, I did enjoy it enormously.
It's really good, isn't it?
But the reason I'm here now is, well, I just wanted to make sure you've solved the problem of the beanstalk.
Problem? What problem?
Graham was just a little concerned about the,
the potential danger to the public.
Aye?
Yes. If it were to fall askew.
I did pass your concerns on to our technical director.
Who's that?
Me.
And did you understand the problem?
Indeed I did.
Good.
And it's been taken care of.
Aye?
Absolutely. Effective measures are now in place, as you will no doubt observe.
Oh, well, I'm so glad, because I really have no wish to be a killjoy.
Of course not.
But I did feel I'd be failing in my duty as a citizen if I didn't draw your attention to the potential hazard.
Obviously. And we have taken appropriate action.
Good.
I spent a considerable period of time yesterday wrestling with the problem. And I'm happy to say that I came up with a solution.
Excellent.
And when you see that beanstalk fall tonight, I'm sure you'll appreciate just how ingenious my solution is.
Well, thank you for setting my mind at rest. I shall look forward to the performance.
Good.
Right. Well, now we do have a show to prepare for.
Oh, of course.
I'll show you out.
I expect I've got time for a swift half in the bull before curtain up.
Yeah, loads of time.
See you later.
Bye.
Appropriate action? What was all that about?
Alistair?
Aha. Just you wait and see.
Hello?
Nick, it's me. Will.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
Yeah, fine. How's Christmas?
It was good. You saw George?
Spent Christmas Day with him.
You said you were going to.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, good.
Anyway, the reason I'm ringing... Look, this is really short notice, I know, and you've probably got other things planned. But the people I work for have said I could have Thursday off. You know, New Year's Day.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I work Boxing Day, you see. So, well, anyway, I just wondered, would you by any chance be free tomorrow night?
On New Year's Eve?
I thought maybe we could have a drink.
Oh, well,
But I dare say you've got a party to go to or something, haven't you?
No, no, my mum's going out, so I have to stay home and look after the kids.
So, how about if I come round?
What, here?
Yeah, I could bring a takeaway, yeah, and a DVD.
Oh, it'd be a bit of a dull evening for you.
Oh, it won't.
Oh, wouldn't you rather, you know, go to the pub or something?
You don't want me to come?
No, I mean, yeah, I'd love it. It'd be really good to see you.
What, you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll come round about 8:30.
Fine.
See you tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Oh, no, you are not going to pin this one on me, mate. You've got something to mess, you can damn well sort it out. End of. House teeth.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course you can.
What was all that about?
What?
Was that Chalky again?
Oh, been listening at the door, haven't
I? Well, if you're going to raise your voice like that, I can't help overhearing. Do you want a scotch?
Oh, yes, please. I don't know what's got into him lately. He was always a fixer, Chalky, but now he can't seem to sort out the simplest little problem without having me there to hold his hand.
There you go.
Oh, it's a... Oh, that's better.
Matt, what's the matter?
I'll leave it, Lillian.
Look, this is so unlike you.
What?
Arguing with Chalky.
We argue all the time, him and me. Our whole relationship is one long barney.
Yeah, but not like this. Not shouting and slamming phones down. And you've been so, oh, I don't know, jittery lately.
Of course I'm jittery. All my business relies on the free flow of capital, doesn't it? It's not exactly an easy time to be a developer.
I know.
And the last thing I need at the moment is for blooming Chalky to lose his bottle.
Matt, you're not in serious trouble, are you?
No, you'll sort yourself out. Just got to, you know, hang on in there and wait for the sun to come out again.
You would tell me, wouldn't you?
What?
If things, you know, they got really bad.
But everyone's feeling the pinch just now, Puscat. A few months and things will be on the up again. Tell you what, though.
What?
I could do without this blooming ball tomorrow night.
What do you mean?
This New Year thingy at Lower Loxley.
Oh, come on, Matt. You'll enjoy it once you get there.
No, I won't. I'm really not in the mood. You go if you want it.
I'm not going on my own.
Well, ask James, or what about Adam?
They're not going to be free at 24 hours' notice, are they?
Well, whatever, I'm not going.
But everyone will be there.
Yeah, including the Chalkmans.
You mean you're crying off the ball just because you don't want to see Chalky?
I know. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I've had about as much as I can take of him this week.
Oh.
Great finale, Mike.
Oh, Brenda, that was lovely at the end there.
Well done, everyone.
You too, Fallon. Oh, come here, Daisy. Let me help you up with your costume.
Oh, that bit of business with the eggs. Classic.
Oh, yeah, that went really well tonight.
There you go. Oh, what a relief. Thank you, Clary.
You got all pink.
I'd be surprised.
Oh, that dance was really wild tonight.
Can I give the costume to you?
Yes, well, put it in the dressing room, will you, Robert?
So I thought you were going to come a cropper the right you were spinning round.
I know. I did fear we got a little overconfident, but well done the beanstalk.
Ah, yeah, we've got it down to a fine art now.
The audience went quite wild.
Yeah, kind of sorry there are no more performances.
And what about the giant?
Oh, your synchronisation was impeccable, Eddie. And you got the laugh, you see.
Linda.
Told you you would. It's all a matter of timing.
Linda.
What?
Mr. Ryder.
Oh.
Good evening.
Oh.
Graham. What did you think?
The show went extremely well. However...
But did you see? It worked perfectly, didn't it?
Well, the beanstalk fell straight, yes.
Because we took effective measures to make sure it would.
What measures? It looked exactly the same as it did on the first night.
Of course it did. The challenge you set me was to ensure the safety of the public without drawing attention to the
somewhat cumbersome mechanism that was required.
Oh!
So, as long as you were focused on the beanstalk, you'd be completely unaware of the complex structure of checks and balances that governed its descent.
You mean to say...
Although, that... I'm quite surprised that you didn't notice, with you having such a precise grasp of the problem.
Ah!
And professional expertise in the whole field of health and safety.
Well, now you come to mention it, I did just catch out of the corner of my eye what looked like a secondary system of pulleys.
You see, I knew I couldn't fool you. It's an arrangement of counterbalances.
Counterbalances, of course, that's what I thought.
Cunning, isn't it?
Well done. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. And did you enjoy the rest of the show?
Oh, very much. Yes, congratulations to one and all.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I must be off, but well done. It's a rare pleasure to discover someone who treats health and safety with the seriousness it deserves.
I'm sure.
Good night, Graham.
Good night, all.
Night, Graham.
And
night.
Thanks again.
What was all that about?
Shh. Make sure he's gone.
Dear. Alistair, that performance dwarfed anything that happened on stage tonight.
You mean?
It was worthy of an Oscar.
Well, all that stuff about counterbalances.
I was rather proud of that bit.
But I didn't see nothing different.
Because there was nothing different, Clary. Alistair made it all up.
No, but I don't understand.
But you know how conjuring tricks work?
No.
Well, the basic principle is to make people look the other way so that they miss what's going on.
Or in this case, what wasn't going on.
I knew he'd be looking at the beanstalk.
No, but he said he saw some extra pulleys.
He imagined it.
That's right.
Your description was so vivid, Alistair. You convinced Graham he'd actually seen something he hadn't.
Oh, you mean like the Emperor's new clothes?
Exactly, Clary. Like the Emperor's new clothes.
That's it. Good girl. In you go. But several of the new recruits have volunteered. Josh isn't the only one.
Oh, they all love that bell simulator, don't they?
They do. It was a good investment.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Brandy, I found some carrot. Good girl.
So, it's going to be quite a crowd up that tower tonight.
Yeah, looks like it. You're coming, I take it.
I'm not letting Josh out on his own.
Well, there'll be mulled wine and mince pies on the roof afterwards.
Oh, great. I was thinking I'd need something to keep the cold out.
By the way, David, what's this about you becoming chairman of the NFU?
Well, deputy chair of the county branch.
Oh, but you're going to do it?
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm surprised you can spare the time.
Well, I can't, really. It's going to mean more work for Ruth, but she thinks I should go for it and, well, you know.
What?
Well, I sort of feel that I ought to do my bit, I suppose. Dad did it years ago. Now it feels like it's my turn.
I've been trying to persuade Mabel to come with us.
What, any joy?
No.
I can't say I'm surprised. Trouble is, Amy's going to this thrash at the Bull, isn't she?
So, Mabel will be here all on her own.
Well, it's her choice. And she can always watch Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That's usually on New Year's Eve, isn't it? No, I haven't put enough salt in this.
Yeah. I can't pretend I'm broken-hearted.
What about Mabel?
I would like to have you to myself just for one evening.
Oh, that's a nice thought, darling. But it's not going to be just you and me up that bell tower, you know. By the sound of it, there'll be quite a few people around.
But no Mabel.
Will!
Hi.
Come on in, it's freezing.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Oh, not very.
Oh, it was a really big queue in the takeaway. Got a Chinese? Hope that's all right.
Yeah, great.
Crispy duck with pancakes.
Oh, you remembered.
It's probably got a bit cold.
I'll put it in the microwave, but come on into the warm. I've got a bottle of wine.
Oh, and I brought you this.
Champagne.
Well, it is New Year.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, hello, Sheila.
Daniel said you wanted to borrow our thermos.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
How many people do you think you're going to have up the tower this evening?
Well, we've got about 10 ringers signed up, and there's bound to be a few extra family members.
Oh.
I'm hoping that Alan's going to join us as well.
Oh, well, you're probably going to need a few thermos flasks then.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be quite a party tonight.
Oh, David called by to tell me that Josh wants to ring.
Oh, another one. Goodness me.
Do you want a hand carrying some of the food up the tower?
Would you mind?
No, of course not.
All right.
So, I hear you had a good Christmas.
Well, who told you that?
Daniel.
Ah, that would explain it.
What?
You've met Jim.
Oh, yeah. Last Christmas, wasn't it, when he stayed with you?
Yes.
Quite an outspoken chap.
Oh, Daniel thinks he's wonderful because he spoils him rotten and contradicts everything Alistair and I say.
Oh, I remember you saying.
So he got to stay up half the night, watch rubbish on television and eat industrial quantities of chocolate.
Oh, sounds familiar.
Jim even tried to introduce him to the delights of Scotch whisky.
Ah, yes, he mentioned that, said it was horrible.
Well, let us be thankful for small mercies.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers. I was so glad when you rang.
Oh, I'm glad I did. I never imagined you'd be sitting here on your own on New Year's Eve. Where's your mum?
Oh, she's gone in the town in Felpisham.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How's she getting back?
Oh, she's staying with a mate. Won't be back till sometime tomorrow.
Oh.
So, got the place to ourselves. Apart from the kids, of course.
Quite like old times, isn't it?
Yeah.
You remember last New Year?
Of course I do.
Oh, Nick.
Well,
it's just so lovely being here with you.
Really?
Yeah. What?
It's just... Well... When I saw you before Christmas, I thought you just seemed sort of distant somehow.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I thought you just wanted to be friends.
So did I. But, well, I was still feeling my way a bit then. I wasn't sure about anything. I mean, that's the way it's been since, you know.
That business with your brother...
Found it difficult, well, impossible to sort of trust myself. To trust my feelings, you know?
Yeah.
About anything.
Oh, I can understand that.
And it was the other day. Well, Boxing Day, actually. My granddad came down to Gloucester to see my Uncle Alf. I was dropping him off and he was carrying on about Emma. But you see, she was supposed to come round for tea on Christmas Day and then she didn't turn up. And Grandad got it into his head that I was really upset about it.
Oh, and were you?
No, that's the point. But Grandad kept going on about it, and I was trying to explain to him, I don't care what Emma does. She really means absolutely nothing to me anymore. I heard myself saying it out loud, and I thought, yeah, that's it. It's over.
Oh, Will.
And then... Grandad started talking about you.
Me? Why?
He always had a soft spot for you.
Oh, we did get on, him and me.
But he took me by surprise a bit. And I thought, oh, I'm not ready for another relationship.
No, well...
Well, at least that's what I said to Grandad. But then I just found myself thinking about you all the time.
Did you?
So when they told me I could have New Year off... Well, there's no one else I wanted to spend it with.
You really mean that?
You don't believe me?
I'm just afraid I'll wake up and find this is a dream.
Oh, Nick.
I never stop loving you, Will.
Shall we go into the tower, then?
Hang on a minute, sweetheart. Happy New Year.
It's not midnight yet.
This is probably the only moment I'm going to have you to myself.
That's true. I'm actually quite sad to be saying goodbye to 2008.
Are you?
Because it's been the best year of my life so far, and all because of you. Thank you.
If you hadn't come into my life, I don't think I'd have coped with 2008 very well at all.
After Amy left home.
Yeah, well, it was her and me against the world for so many years. I can't imagine living on my own.
You could always have got a dog.
I'd rather have you.
I can't argue with a dog, can you?
When do we ever argue? Except about furniture.
Oh, Alan, you made me so happy.
Not as happy as you've made me.
Well, we could argue about that.
Let's not.
Oh, sorry.
David.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I thought you'd gone back up.
Oh, just slipped into the church to use the loo. It's a bit chilly up there if you're not heaving on a bell rope.
You must be very proud.
What?
Of Josh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did all right, didn't he?
Oh, listen. It must be nearly time. They started the ringing out of the old year.
Yeah. Only a couple of minutes to go.
Well, come on then. Let's get up to the ringing chamber.
Here we are.
Where have you been?
Don't worry. You're still in time.
Come on, Alan, quickly.
Coming. This is ringing the old year out, right?
Yep. And we're just seconds away from the new year. Stand both.
Neil will ring the tenor on the dot of midnight.
Oh, right.
Get ready, everyone. That's nearly midnight. 3, 2. Here she goes.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, David.
Happy New
Year.
Happy New Year, Alan.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year, Will.
New Year, new start.
But let's make sure we get it right this time, eh?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go quiet when they stop?
Yeah. Oh, I thought the fireworks were over.
No, there's always a few. They were still going off around 3 o'clock last year.
Hey, well done, Christopher.
I don't think he heard you.
Oh, rather more interested in Alice, I think.
Yeah. Well, he's had to wait a full 15 minutes for his New Year kiss. Ah, Shula, well done.
Yeah. Hey, your arms must be tired.
Oh, no, not really. It's not that much hard work once you know what you're doing. It's just a very special thing, ringing out the old year and bringing in the new.
Do you want a glass of mulled wine?
Oh, yes, please, David.
Oh, look, here comes Neil.
All right, I'll get one for him as well.
Well done, Neil.
Oh, that was terrific. I really enjoyed that.
It's grand, Neil. I have to say, Josh rings like he's been doing it all his life.
Well, come on a treat, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
And there's one for you, Neil.
Ah, cheers, David. And here's to 2009.
Yeah, happy New Year, everyone.
2009.
So, how was Christmas, Sheila?
Well, don't ask her. She had a gruesome time with her father-in-law.
Oh, she knows just how you feel, don't you, love?
Well, it wasn't that bad, really.
Difficult parents-in-law.
Oh, Mabel's still with you, is she?
Yeah, I must say, it's great to see so many youngsters having a go at ringing.
Oh, that's because of the simulator. It sparked so much interest.
Oh, I'd love to have a go on that.
Would you?
Well, it's such a lovely idea, being able to ring the bells without the entire county hearing your dreadful mistake.
When are you going to find time for bell ringing?
Yeah, is running marathons not enough of a challenge for you?
Well, I just feel... Well, it would be nice to contribute something to the life of the church.
Oh, darling.
Well, it's so central to your life.
You already do. You contribute hugely.
Well, if you're serious...
I am.
Well, give me a call and we'll organise a session.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
Well, Sheila, all this new blood coming through, we'll be able to retire soon.
Yes. Sometimes I think we'll end up redundant.
Oh, nonsense. Bell ringing's like rock and roll. New young bands may come and go, but the Rolling Stones go on forever. Look, see?
Oh, lovely colours.
Oh, the beauty of God's world.
You awake?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't a dream then.
What?
I really am here. With you.
Yep. And I've made you a cup of tea.
Oh.
You didn't have to do that.
No, kids are making a racket, so I had to get up to see to them.
Did you tell them I'm here?
Of course.
Are they okay about it?
Oh, Jake was very disappointed you hadn't brought George with you.
Oh, he remembers.
Of course he does.
Mmm, lovely tea.
I've had to let them watch TV, otherwise they'd have come and bounced on you.
I wouldn't mind.
I want you to myself for a few minutes longer.
Well, I'll see George later on this morning. You'll come to Ambridge with me, won't you?
I will, yeah, but Jake and Mia are going to their dad's today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was arranged ages ago, and I don't want to go rocking the boat. With Andrew, I mean, you know.
No, of course not.
But I'll come with you. Oh, I can't wait to see George again.
Coffee? Oh, I'll do it, Mum. You sit down. So, Jack had a bad night, did he?
We both did.
That's hardly surprising.
He couldn't understand why there were explosions at the same time as the bells were ringing.
Explosions?
The fireworks.
Oh.
Such a shame, because he enjoyed bonfire night this year. But you never know how he's going to react. He kept saying, but the war is over.
Isn't it strange, the things he remembers?
So I thought we'd have a lie-in this morning. But then the doorbell went and I had to come down.
No wonder you're looking tired.
It was Caroline, with a card and a beautiful bouquet of flowers. She was mortified when she realised she got me out of bed.
I bet.
Luckily, Jack didn't hear it. He's still asleep. At least he was 5 minutes ago when I looked in on him.
Good. Oh, have you got more coffee?
There should be a new packet in the cupboard.
Oh. Yeah, I got it.
Anyway, how was the ball at Lower Loxley?
Don't know. We didn't go.
You didn't go?
Matt didn't want to.
Why ever not?
Don't ask me, Mum. We paid for the tickets, and I bought a new dress, especially to show off that wonderful bracelet he gave me for Christmas. Then he suddenly decided not to go. That was it.
So what happened?
Oh, I really don't know. Except that he's had a row with Stephen Chalkman, but that's not unusual these days.
Who's Stephen Chalkman?
You know, his business partner.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I get the feeling that the business is going through a bad patch. Oh, in fact, I know it is. Matt's admitted as much.
Oh, dear.
This is no time to be in property development.
No, I suppose not.
And Chalkman seems to be panicking about something. He keeps phoning up. On Tuesday, they had this real shouting match and Matt slammed the phone down and announced he didn't want to go to the ball because we were supposed to be meeting up with the Chalkmans, you see.
That doesn't sound like Matt.
No, I know. He's the last person to let an argument get in the way of his social life. He's very good at, keeping things in separate boxes.
You don't think their business could be in serious trouble?
Well, Matt says not. He says it's just a temporary slowdown because of the credit crunch, but I'm starting to wonder, Mum. He's been so unpredictable lately. It just makes me think, well, maybe things are worse than he's letting on.
Happy New Year, Neil.
Thanks.
You sound like you weren't expecting me.
No.
But you weren't expecting me.
Well, no, but it's nice to see you again.
And you.
Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
George ready, is he?
He's watching Kung Fu Panda, but it's nearly finished.
Kung Fu Panda?
Christopher got it in for Christmas.
Oh. And he thinks it's wonderful. Watches it over and over. And to be honest, this morning I'm grateful for something that keeps him quiet.
Got a sore head, have you?
Well, I'm just a bit tired. We rang the New Year in last night.
Oh, of course.
And then I had to get up first thing to see to the pigs.
So, you on your own?
Yeah. Well, when you rang to say you'd have George today, Susan decided she'd go off to the sales with Emma.
Right.
Oh, look, here he is.
Hello.
Hello, Georgie. Look who I've brought to see you.
Hello, George.
Where's Jake?
Oh, Jake's had to go and see his daddy today.
Do you know, that's the first thing Jake said to me. He said, where's George?
Oh, he's really looking forward to seeing you again.
I want to show him my dumper truck.
Your dumper truck?
No, I got him that for Christmas.
Do you want to see it?
Oh, yes, please.
Come on, Dan.
Okay, excuse me a minute. Yeah. What colour is it, George?
It's red.
Oh, lovely. Oh, look at that.
Wow, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't know you two were back together.
No, well, neither did I till last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
So, Emma doesn't know?
None of her business.
No, I suppose not.
Any more than it's my business what she does with her life.
Except as it affects George.
Well, you saw what just happened. George is really pleased to see Nick.
Oh, I didn't mean anything other than...
He can't wait to get back together with his little friend Jake.
Yeah.
So you put your feet up, Neil. We'll take George off your hands.
You seeing your mum and dad?
Not today, no. We're just going to hang around the village, play on the swings, have some lunch in the bull.
Oh, right.
I've been away too long, Neil. I've missed the old place.
Jack's not down yet, I'm afraid.
They had a rather disturbed night.
I'm not surprised. Anyway, happy anniversary, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, thank you.
Jack will probably be down soon. It's nearly midday, after all.
He won't remember what day it is.
No, I don't suppose he will.
I got the photograph album out last night and showed him the pictures of our wedding.
Did it ring any bells?
He remembered Captain.
Oh, no! Pictures of his wedding and all he remembers is the doll.
Oh, Lillian, Captain was a big part of his life.
Well, even so.
His most important relationship, I should think, before he got together with you.
Yes, probably.
Do you know, I remember he had a special blue bow tie for the occasion.
That's right. Prussian blue. It was a piece of my going away outfit. I can't believe it's 18 years ago. Seems like yesterday.
You don't have to rush off, do you, Shula?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I'll go make some more coffee. You stay and keep Mum company.
OK.
Could you just look in on Jack?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm sorry we kept you awake last night.
We?
I was bell ringing.
Oh, don't apologise. I love the bells at New Year, and so does Jack.
We had quite a turnout. Even Josh was there last night, and he's only 11.
Good heavens.
He did really well. He's only been ringing for a little while, and I'm sure it took me years before I could ring changes like that. I was seriously wondering last night if it wasn't time for me to step down.
Oh, Shula, don't you enjoy it still?
Oh, yes, I love ringing. I love being part of the team, but I suppose that's the trouble, really. I'm not part of the team anymore.
What do you mean?
At St. Stephen's. Since I gave up being a church warden.
But that doesn't stop you continuing as a bell ringer, surely?
No, of course not, except that... Well, to be honest, I don't feel I belong in that church anymore.
Don't you?
Well, you know how it can be. There were several years when you didn't worship at St. Stephen's.
Oh, you mean when Janet Fisher was vicar?
Yes.
Oh, it seems so long ago now. But at the time I felt I had to take a stand... She wasn't a very nice woman. I know you got on with her extremely well.
I did, yes.
But the very notion of women priests seems so wrong to me.
Can I ask you something, Auntie Peggy?
Of course, dear.
Well, you felt so strongly about that issue, about women priests.
Yes.
Doesn't it worry you that Alan... that the vicar has married someone who doesn't share his faith?
Well, I was a bit shocked, I remember, when I first heard about it.
So was I.
But somehow... Oh, I don't know, Shula. Maybe 5 years ago I would have found it unacceptable, but these days... Well, I have rather more pressing things to worry about.
Of course you do.
And as long as people have the same sort of values and respect each other's beliefs... Well, that's all that really matters, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Coffee won't be a minute. Jack's awake.
Oh, I'd better go up.
No, Mum, no need. I heard him moving about, so I went up and he was already washed, pretty well dressed. I offered to help, but he said no, he could manage on his own.
Well, some days he can.
And I said, do you remember what day it is? It's your wedding anniversary. And he said, oh, the day I married Peggy. Oh. And I said, yes. And he said... I'm very glad I married Peggy.
Oh, bless him.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, he's a lovely man.
He is.
And we still have good times together, despite everything.
Oh, yes. You do, Mum. You do.
The ducks want their dinner.
I'm afraid they ate all the bread up, George.
But they're still hungry.
Oh, poor ducks.
I expect you're hungry too, aren't you?
The ducks are hungry, yeah?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go over to the Bull in a minute and have our dinner, and I expect they'll give us a bit more bread for the ducks.
I'll go and tell them.
Yeah, you do that. But not too near the edge, mind.
No, oh, he's very good, isn't he?
He's a lot better than he was. He was a bit of a brat before, and a lot of it was my fault.
Now, come on.
What?
We're not going to talk about the past, okay?
Sorry.
Oh, let's just enjoy this beautiful day, eh?
I love it when the sun's so low in the sky. Mm. Oi, George. Not so close. I don't want to have to come and fish you out.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to go back to Gloucester.
So do I. A few weeks ago, I was so grateful to be miles away, but now...
Oh, when's your next day off?
Oh, I'm off Tuesday afternoon. But it'll be pretty well dark by the time I get over.
Well, why don't I come and visit you?
How would you get there?
Oh, there's got to be a bus or a coach or something that goes from Borchester to Gloucester.
Well, there is. My granddad got the bus home on Saturday.
Oh, there you go then.
Okay. I'll pick you up from the bus station.
I want to see the place where you work, so I can imagine what you're doing when you're not here.
Then I'll drive you home in the evening.
Okay.
You make everything seem so easy.
It is easy, Will, when we're together.
Oh, Nick. I do love you.
And I love you.
Mm. Can we have our dinner now?
Yes, George.
Come on. Hold my hand.
And I'll hold the other one. And we'll walk over to the Bull. The three of us together.
Has Amy gone back then?
Yes, she went back yesterday. But Mabel's not going till this afternoon.
Not long now.
Long enough, Ruth, believe me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I shouldn't complain. She bends over backwards to be nice to me. And most of the time we get along fine, but... Well, then something will happen, like with the wedding photographs, and she'll just withdraw. And it makes me so sad.
Well, you know I had me problems with Jill when I married David.
Oh, yes, of course, but I just don't see how Mabel and I can ever... We could get on really well, but she doesn't like the fact that I'm Hindu.
No.
And she can never quite put that to one side, so there's always that bit of me that she doesn't like. But being Hindu for me is, well, sort of intrinsic.
If you weren't a Hindu, you wouldn't be you.
Well, so from my point of view, it's as if... Well, it feels as if she doesn't like the whole of me. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
And so it's just awkward in the house sometimes because I know she would rather I hadn't married Alan. And, oh, well, I've had to go out for several unscheduled runs this week. It wasn't so bad when Amy was here, but... Oh, well, hi, David.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting to see you.
Well, I'm not stopping. Ruth already told me you're going out.
Yeah, nephew meeting this morning.
And you're the new deputy chair, I hear.
Yeah, thought I ought to do him a bit.
He got asked to stand, didn't you, David?
Well, no one else wanted it, that's why.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a great job.
I'll do my best.
Then you'll be a sad loss to the theatrical profession.
You what?
Well, you're tripe, or were you onions?
Uh-huh. In Kenton.
In Jack and the Beanstalk.
Don't remind me.
Wasn't he brilliant?
Oh, Mabel laughed so much the tears were literally running down her face.
Well, NFU or no NFU, I am never doing a village pantomime ever again.
You say that every year.
Well, this time I mean it.
Oh, and that.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Shula, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm Mabel.
Yes, I know. We met.
May I join you?
Yes, if you don't mind. I mean, it's not very warm.
Hmm. So, what's all this about?
What?
Sitting all alone in the churchyard.
Oh, I just needed a bit of time to myself.
Right. You want me to go?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I just came here because... Well, St. Stephen's has always been a refuge.
Hmm. Well, tell me to shut up if you think it's none of my business. But you felt you had to resign as church warden. Is that right?
Did Alan tell you that?
Do you mind?
I mind not being so involved in the life of the church anymore.
You miss it?
Sometimes I find myself almost grieving. Oh, I know that sounds over the top, but it's how I feel.
And this is all to do with Alan and Usha getting married?
Well, not just that.
What else?
Oh, it's complicated. You see, Usha and I, we haven't... Well, there have been times when we haven't always got on.
I see.
But, yes, you're right. When I heard she and Alan were getting married, I did find it difficult to accept. Oh, don't get me wrong. They obviously love each other very much.
But she is a Hindu.
Yes, and Alan's not just a Christian. He's a priest. But he just seems to assume it's okay.
And that everyone will share his view of the matter.
As if Usha's spiritual life were somehow equal to his own.
Yes.
Which to me it just isn't. I can't accept that. And it makes me feel alienated from the church.
I can understand that.
Can you?
Very well.
So how do you... How can you...
Amy and Alan are my family, and I love them very much. And I have great respect for Usha.
Do you?
Oh, yes. I like her. And so I have to somehow find my way through this.
So you've managed somehow to come to terms?
In the beginning, I felt very deeply that it was my duty as a Christian to tell Alan exactly what I thought about his proposed marriage. Which I did, in no uncertain terms.
Did it do any good?
If you mean, did it change anything, then no. But I said what I thought, and, well, I can't be held responsible for Alan's reaction to my words.
No.
No, he knows where I stand. Now he must wrestle and pray and square his undoubted love for Usha with his conscience before God. That is what the bishop said to him from the start.
But he obviously thinks he has. He doesn't see there's a problem.
Well, what the bishop said was that Alan could marry whom he liked, but must do so in a Christian way, with prayer and careful thought.
Yes, I know, but... Yes,
personally, I think the marriage has compromised Alan's position as a priest.
Yes. But if even the bishop wouldn't draw that line in the sand...
Alan must take responsibility, as we all must, for the way he lives his life.
Of course, but how does that help you? How can you get past your feelings about the marriage?
Because, as I told you, Alan is family. And it is my duty to support and love that side of his life.
But how can you separate the one from the other?
Not easily, I grant you. But nothing in life that is worth doing is easy.
You see, Mabel, I love this church. I love St. Stephen's. But I went last week to the service of Nine Lessons and Carols, and there was Usha, handing out the orders of service. It didn't feel right.
Why?
Because she doesn't belong there. Not in my church. She worships a different God.
I can't agree with you there. For me, the church should be open to everyone, the door closed to none.
Yes, of course.
And when I hear of Usha in church, well, it's always possible she will be drawn in by the ceremonies and traditions. The spirituality.
Well, I see what you mean.
Yeah, and in the fullness of time, she may convert.
If she was going to convert, wouldn't she have done that before she married Alan?
So something happened between you and Usha in the past?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
But it still rankles.
It remains a barrier between us, yes.
I think you need to forgive her.
Forgive her?
For whatever it was she did.
Oh, no, you don't understand.
If you can find it in your heart truly to forgive, then perhaps you will find it easier to deal with this spiritual dilemma.
Yes, I'm sure you're right.
I will pray for you.
Aren't you just a little bit happy?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I'm delighted, really.
You were obviously a popular choice.
Ah, it's quite an honour, I suppose. It's just...
What?
Well, I suppose it's starting to sink in what an enormous responsibility it is.
Well, you knew that.
Yeah, but all through lunch, people were coming up to congratulate me, and then they'd say, and I hope you're going to do something about TB, badgers, NVZs, the price of wheat, casual labour, as if I was going to magically solve all their problems.
Well, I certainly hope you'll do something about the milk price.
Oh, don't you start.
It comes with the territory, I'm afraid. Means every Tom, Dick and Harry will come running to you with their disputes and difficulties. With a bit of luck, you might be able to solve a quarter of them.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, there are going to be a lot of disappointed people who feel I've let them down.
They do say, don't they, that all political careers end in failure.
Oh, thanks a bunch. You're supposed to be cheering me up.
I'm very proud of you.
No.
And I know you're going to shake up Borsuch at NFU. You're just what they need.
Although, if that economist bloke is to be believed...
You mean the speaker?
Yeah, we've got nothing to worry about in the current downturn because people are always going to need food.
That's not quite what he said.
Well, it's small comfort when you just had the worst harvest in living memory.
Hey, what about that beef we had for lunch?
Oh, it was rubbish, wasn't it?
Oh.
And the feathers already take Hassett Hill's lamb. Why aren't they serving our Hereford?
Good question.
I think they're due another visit from our crack sales team.
Are you going to do it, or shall I?
What time was the taxi supposed to be here, Mabel?
3 o'clock.
Oh, you should have let me drive you.
Well, it's only 5 past, though.
Well, I didn't want to put you out, Usha.
It really would be no trouble, and taxis can be a bit unreliable around here.
I'm sure you've seen more than enough of me already.
No.
Yeah, and you'll think twice before inviting me again.
Nonsense. It's been a pleasure.
Ah, at last.
You see? Nothing to worry about. I shall catch my train with half an hour to spare.
Now, don't forget that carrier bag with all the food, Mabel.
Taxi to the Hollison.
Yes, thanks. Can you take the case and I'll bring the bag out?
Well, goodbye, Usha. Thank you for everything and I hope to see you again soon.
Yes, indeed. You know you're always welcome here.
Now take care of Alan.
I shall.
He's a very precious man.
I know. Goodbye, Mabel.
Goodbye, dear.
Now, have you got everything?
I think so. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. You look after yourself, do you hear?
I will. Goodbye.
Go on, let me get the door for you. There we are.
Hollerton Junction, please.
Roger. Give us a ring when you get home. Safe journey. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, she's gone. At last. you are allowed to say it, you know.
What?
Thank goodness.
Oh, Alan, I am so sorry.
What for?
That I didn't do better.
What do you mean? You've been a total star.
No, she tried so hard to be nicer, and I know she means well.
But she can't quite mask what she really feels, I know. Oh, give her time.
How long?
As long as it takes. Well, she really does like you, you know.
She thinks I don't belong with you.
Well, she'll get over it.
I wish I shared your faith.
So does she. That's her problem.
I didn't mean that.
I know. No, seriously, love. We've only been married a few months. People are still getting used to the idea.
I suppose.
But they will get used to it.
Even Mabel.
Give her a year or two.
Or 10.
Well, it may take her a little longer than some, but...